Howdy, everyone. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And those masters of war, man, put a gun in your hand and turn and run when the first bullets fly. It infuriates me. It's July the 9th, 2022, and you're listening to Truth Crime Live. This is the second episode of Truth Crime Live. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm really honored to be here following Farron. And I have a special guest with me today, someone you all probably know. Before I get to that, let me ask you guys, please, if you can, donate to RBN and keep this platform vibrant and alive, where you have a voice and we have a voice, and we can commit these thought crimes together. You go to the republicbroadcasting.org homepage, and there's a big yellow donate button right there. You can just smash that and use PayPal to donate. And, you know, I have the other details right here. Let me bring them up so I can. You can call to donate at 800-724-2719 at extension 3 with a credit card or a debit card. And you know, if you don't want your support to be known about and want to send some cash, which, I mean, the way things are going, they want to control everything that we do and say. We have to fight back some way. Just send a cash check or money order payable to RBN to the mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it. And with that, I will introduce my guest, Mr. Richard Carey, the host of Beyond the Official Narrative and my partner in thought crime for several years now. Richard, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be here on your new show, Stephen, and your first guest, no less. So that's fantastic.
It somehow seemed appropriate, because I'd like to also thank Mark Zuckerberg for making this moment possible, because if had I not met behind enemy lines on Facebook, I probably would not be doing this now. And it just, you know, they have completely removed me from Facebook now, deleted me, unpersoned me. And, you know, they do that to a lot of people. They've done it to many people. Just it took longer for them to get around to me than others. I mean, you know, Gregory McGill, one of our co-hosts from Revision, and has been a host here with co-host here with you. He's been banned a long time, and William Ripillum, just, you know, we're like the canaries in the coal mine, and eventually they'll come for us physically. I think, you know, that's what worries me, is that We've been identified as thought criminals, and, you know, the thought police will be here before it's over, just if they can. That's a scary thought. But yeah, but it's great to have you here. I mean, it's been about five years ago when we first started doing this truth thing, this media biz thing, you know, and it's been quite an interesting time.
I give my hats off, acknowledgement to Mark Zuckerberg as well. You know, glad he was able to help in our meeting. And so our first conversation was on, well, the first platform I was doing live radio, Truth Cat Radio. By the way, Stephen, a couple times you seem to, I don't know, maybe because you were like doing radio with Truth Cat Radio back then and mentioning it. You mentioned truth instead of thought earlier for your show. But,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no thought.
Well, you know, truth is a crime in the empire of lies, I suppose. Truth crime is what they if you say the truth now, it is going to be that slip of the tongue may have been, you know, more indicative of what's going on than I realized, you know, because it's like a thought war. They want to get inside our head, and they've been doing it so many different ways over the years that, you know, they were in my head. I took one of those H1N1 shots, you know. I was big pharma. I thought they were going to make me healthy, you know. Come on, doc, ain't you got nothing to cure this? No, they don't cure. They control, exploit, and harvest. That's about it. You know, it's just that the way that things. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I heard that compliment from Kathleen earlier about your show. I just wanted to say that was very, very nice of her. You know, I'm glad you have support like that already for your broadcast, you know, here in its second week. Everyone check out the debut from last week in the archive. If they hadn't, that was a great debut show. But yeah, I mean, Thought Crime Live, you've been using, well, the term domestic terrorist a lot too lately, yeah. Stephen.
We need a thought crime insurrection, and this is where it could happen, I guess, right on when people start talking. We got to put our words into action too, but please go ahead. I really appreciated Kathleen calling and saying that too. She gave both of us a really good compliment last week. She said we didn't waste her time, and we don't want to waste y'all's time. We know what's going on out there, and I don't know. I want to find a way that we can deal with it and help each other and fight back. I mean, but beyond just getting prepared, we have to. I don't know. We have to build something here. There's just too much coming at us to let it sweep over us, and just one little step at a time. You know, I'm trying to network with people locally more and more, and you know, that I think is what's going to be key.
Yes. Well, I mean, I heard a mention on Farron's show to, and I heard this reported elsewhere as well, this 105-year-old man in Germany. And, you know, he's going to prison for having been a guard during the Third Reich. So he's being blamed as a accessory to, you know, umpteen murders, alleged murders. And I mean, at 105, they're saying they probably won't even make him serve out his whole term due to his advanced age. But, you know, it's the symbolism. And just, of course, you know, to remind you, at 105, they're running out so
yes.
badly of anyone who's still alive, Stephen. And yet, you know, this just shows you how the, you know, the media narrative, and some people say, you know, like, I mean, Mr. Felderhoff, Wilhelm Felderhoff, was speaking, I think it was this past week, about how, you know, he understands, and, you know, being a Dutch gentleman, you know, European, and just regarding specifically the Dutch people surviving, and all of us, you know, Europeans are under attack. There is an attempt at white genocide that some are attempting, you know, even if everyone isn't attempting it. A lot of people try to act like it doesn't exist whatsoever. That is not true, you know, but nonetheless, he thinks that, you know, that should be something we will just be targeted for focusing on. That's the way things are set up right now. We need to focus on the ways, you know, tyranny of our economy, you know, and whether or not we have a central bank digital currency, and, you know, whether or not we have enough food, fuel, you know, these sort of things, you know, need to come first. I don't know, though, if we wait much longer, will we have any identity to go back to? If there are still people, you'd think through nature, people tend to flock to and breed with similar people when they're not exposed to too much propaganda. Nature takes its course. You'd think that someone could rebuild a sense of, you know, ethnic cohesion with our people, just like any other down the line. But I don't know. Some would say if you wait much longer, it'll be too late. I noticed Farron was mentioning that he's next week going to have Kevin Alfred Strom, who's of National Vanguard and National Alliance. And, of course, it's in the wake of Dr. William Luther Pierce, who's, you know, he's carried the torch. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Stephen. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. You have to kind of balance both in this day and age, it seems. What would you say about that?
I agree with Willem about we are going to have to get with like-minded people and prepare, even if they're not, you know. The most important thing to me personally is the white genocide, because I'm a straight white guy. They're coming after me. They want to eliminate me, but I'm just like the first step. They want to call, they are calling, and they want what they want to do and what they're planning to do. You can see the conditions are going to get so much worse that we need allies. And there are, you know, people who are family oriented, people who are trying to prepare and do the best with what they have. Those are the kind of people I want to know. And as far as other things, they'll have to take the back seat at the moment. Like you should said, put it on the side burner or whatever. But I'm also trying to network with like-minded people who do want to preserve who do follow the 14 words, so to speak. You know, all of humanity needs to adopt those 14 words, because if we don't preserve a future for our races and our children, then we'll just be wiped out and turned into this consumer unit, you know, this mindless, raceless, sexless consumer unit or something. It's just, it's bizarre when you think about it, that this is what takes precedent, when we could be doing so much good with the ephemeralization of the technology. They just continue to pound us with it and Frankenstein it too. You know, anything that would increase your independence your self-reliance, oh, verboten, you know, they don't want you to do that. That's forbidden. You can't separate from the grid. They want to make that illegal. Just to do total control, these psychopaths, it boggles my mind. So I think we have to not comply as much as we can also with those things. And I've been trying to cut one thing after another out, but, you know, we live where we live, and we have to fight the battle where we are, so to speak, as well. And I have to agree with Mr. Felderhoff to a certain extent, but I feel this personally because they want to eliminate us, Richard. You know, it's just it is a white man evil. We're singled out and with this propaganda, it gets old. I don't know what to do about it except what I'm doing. You know, but I will find what the guy from the National Vanguard has to say. That I do read that often.
And you had and I quite a few articles we were looking at looking at the last day or so. You let's see, at the top of the stack, what did you have from homelandsecuritynewswire.com. I don't know where you came across that website. It looks pretty I don't know, it's certainly not a very commercial site, so that's a good thing. You know, they just have a lot of hard information. I don't know you know, how many topics they're hardcore on, but there seemed like, where did you come across that, Stephen?
Oh, let me find that one. The Homeland Security, I put those all down in the list. Oh, here it is. Yes. Okay. This one has to do, with them, domestic terrorism and the law enforcement and what they plan on doing. This is their domestic terrorism strategy. And it was, I don't remember how I came across this, but it outlines what they want to do and how we are the threat. You and I, not real terrorists, but and they want to understand the threat. They have these four pillars: understand the threat, and then prevention, and then disrupting the threats. And that was like the Patriot Front. Was it just Patriot Front, the COINTELPRO that they're doing?
You know,
all
though,
this stuff is, yeah.
It's curious because, I mean, you know, we were talking this week. I mean, there could be good stuff on this website, you know, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we were just speaking this week about how even when Trump went into the presidency during those years, we heard about how, you know, there were, let's say, just executive branch-based, false news outlets being created, you know, that were, you know, basically just government pro-Trump. They're trying to combat all the independent media out there by just existing alongside it, you know, incognito, as it were, and that those had been growing throughout his administration and certainly now in the Biden administration as well. This seems like one from the Trump administration that survived, because, I mean, you know, they're certainly not talking about the danger of the shots. They're not talking about something, you know, as edgy as the actual true corruption with the economy, the Fed, anything like that, you know, but they're talking about Biden, you know, and it's called, I mean, the name of it, HomelandSecurityNewsWire.com. If that doesn't sound like something the NSA named, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. So as I read the article, I downloaded the national strategy to counter domestic terrorism that came from the Biden administration. They released it the 15th of June, 2021, and that's kind of where they started targeting us, you know, mm-hmm. even more so. And they go to the person at the school board. That's who they targeted, the domestic terrorist. And it just, yeah, that will probably continue to get worse. They've just re-uploaded the Committee of Truth thing, the disinformation board also that they had withdrawn with it under another name. I had that one too, and it pull that up. It
oh yeah, the one just, that we formerly yeah. had that singing
yes
Nutter Jana, from the musical
yeah. Yeah.
All right, Jana I thought
Jankowicz.
I even
oh yeah
Jana, Nina Jankowicz.
That's
Nina
it. Jankowicz. Yes. Yeah. I don't think she's associated with this, but you know they've turned it into a thing called online abuse and harassment. They just want to control what people do and say. And it was it James in Vancouver last night? Someone from Canada called and said that they had passed the bill where they can listen to your phone calls now and just make it obvious that they can do listen to anything they want, and you know just that no rights, no. Privacy, and with that, and they've already doing these kind of things. They're just pulling the mask off of what they've been doing since 9/11, this big surveillance state that they've created. And it's not even who's running the thing. You know, if they have this power, why aren't they catching pedophiles? Why aren't they catching all that? You know,
we were also mentioning this. Well, we both had from different sources articles covering this. A decision of the Supreme Court, Egbert versus Bowl. And Supreme Court effectively grants absolute immunity to federal cops is the headline I had at Blacklisted News. You had at another site, Reason, SCOTUS just made it even harder to sue an abusive federal agent. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I find it kind of interesting because it's a precedent. It's a dangerous precedent to set, but it is interesting how they get to virtue signal with their choice of incident to put on display because, you know, I mean, this is regarding someone they were looking into regarding, you know, U.S. Customs Enforcement, it seems. And potential illegal immigrant, you know, we can't say. I don't know, but... you know, that their rights were violated. And this guy named Mohammed, you know, so this non-white possibly citizen, possibly not named Mohammed, you know, he's a victim. It's kind of like what Tucker even will pick, you know, the PC example, more than the poor white guy. But anyway, I don't know.
That's very true. They always pick either a virtue signaling victim or the most divisive kind of incident that they can, like, with the Michael Brown, the gentle giant kind of thing where hands up, don't shoot, and completely. Oh, hey, I hear the first break. Y'all, please stay tuned. I'll be back with Richard Carey on Truth Crime Live. Thought Crime Live. What's the difference?
I am a bold marauder in its high hole.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure. Just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Marching, I hear marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers, I'm sick of checkers, I'm sick of pain.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live. Yeah, it's where truth is a crime in the empire of lies. I keep conflating the two. I'm here with Richard Carey from Beyond the Official Narrative. Richard, we were talking about, go back to where, I'll toss it back to you.
Well, I was... just referring to this, you know, the interesting choice, but nonetheless, you know, of the specifics, you know, a dangerous right. precedent to set as far as virtually granting absolute immunity to federal officers is what it's amounting to. I mean, I also just wanted to briefly mention this other article you sent me from the freethoughtproject.com. New research shows coronavirus lockdowns cost more lives than they saved. I want to add to that, you know, because, I mean, I come across, I reported in the last week or so, I'd have to check in my URLs, you know, which site I found it from. But it was saying, actually, one source showed it killed, the shots killed two people for every person who allegedly died out there of coronavirus. And who's to say what those people really died of? But even that, even with all their fudged numbers for their coronavirus so-called death count, still the shots killed twice as many people, according to relatively, you know, moderate, relatively cautious data collectors, you know, poll takers and data collectors. These were pretty tame sources, and still they had that kind of information that's getting out there. I mean, more and more people, you know, I mean, know in their friends and family about 50% who are wary of this by now. But it's even like more extreme than the way that headline is. But no, it's an important point. I don't know. Did you take away anything else from?
Well,
from go ahead.
Those shots, man. That was when the death spiked. That's what's going to. People are going to see that more and more. Anyone who got it and got sick, and imagine their children. Give your child this jab, and they're telling you it's going to protect them, and then the child ends up dying from a heart attack. I mean, how this? And people can't just ignore that. People may try to deny it, but as that happens, I think a lot more people are going to wake up. And I saw a number in an article that said that this person expected 700 million deaths between now and 2028 from them. Now, I don't know how you arrived at that number, but don't know, that's a lot of people. And already I've seen a lot of people dying it's a scary time, and I don't know what they'll do next.
It looks like our food and fuel are under attack in this break from the pushing of shots and the next claim of a pandemic wave.
Yeah, indeed, Mr. This the DEF, the additive to the diesel is that's short, and the diesel oil that's coming. And I heard, I think it was a caller to Farron, maybe said September 1 would come home, and then by November the food shortage would really hit home. Now, you know, I was thinking it's going to be a hard candy Christmas already. So, yeah, people get ready. It just looks like, you know, I don't want to be fear porn doomsayer, but look what's happening. I mean, this is verifiable. You can go in the store and you can see this, and you can hear truck drivers talking. And the other thing that's going to really impact everyone is this ruling in California that did away with the freelance truck drivers with the owner operators. That will spread too, along with the ultimate control agenda. You know, we're trying to push electric cars and blah blah blah, just do away with private car vehicle ownership, just like you have said. That's what they want to do. It's a diabolical scheme. They just, I don't know. It's that they don't understand the implications of what they're doing or whatever, because it's going to catch them too. The people these things.
Yeah, most of the middle, most of the middlemen, so-called leaders. I mean, Biden gets his orders for the energy manipulation of the energy markets from global sources, as far as I am seeing things, and you know, these globalist sort of motivators to try to have the CO2 and with the Dutch farmers, we're seeing nitrogen now targeted. But we know how it's about controlling the fuel, controlling the food, you know, all of these factors, the inflation, trying to have social credit, digital currency. We had more to discuss on Bill Gates. Maybe we could after the break, Stephen.
Yes, and I see we have a caller. We'll take calls after that, after the thing about Gates sound. And y'all stick around and join me and my partner in thought crime, Richard Carey. We'll be right back.
Marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers. I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back, everyone. Listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm joined by Richard Carey, who's the host of Beyond the Official Narrative on RBN, noon to 1 Central Time, Monday through Friday. And Richard, yeah, back to you, sir. What were you?
Oh, well, we were just talking about the manipulation of energy and, well, that it's coming from global influences. I mean, some suggest this is, in some ways, Obama's third term and that he's pulling the strings for Biden. But that same caller to RBN this past week did acknowledge that, well, he himself, Obama, has been a globalist installed puppet all along. And so, of course, that just means that, you know, it's marching orders from these international Western, you know, international elite sources, you know, and, you know, you could call them globalist, you could call them Talmudic, but I mean, you know, yeah, it's generally the kings of banking and a lot of the corporate, now with stakeholder capitalism of the World Economic Forum, makes corporations almost as powerful as these you know, banking oligarchs, Stephen. But, you know, yes. Yeah, I mean, Biden is suddenly playing musical chairs with the blame game regarding oil, you know. So he's desperate in a hurry after he's shut off and made more difficult with federal and even encouragement, you know, from his party on the state level, like in California, creating huge bottlenecks and problems for the fuel and the truckers situations at key points for import export, well, primarily getting across country from, you know, export, well, rather import from elsewhere. But it's I mean, you know, you see how much is included in, you know, his, well, past influence, even directly on the pipelines, Keystone XL pipeline, then the Colonial pipeline, the Alaskan pipeline project. And that's just over here, you know. And then, of course, we've had battles over in Europe over their fuel and now related to Russia, natural gas, as well as oil. But it's so manipulated, and yet now Biden is in a rush. Now he's blaming the oil companies. Even Bezos was calling him out. But before that, I mean, well, of course, there was Ukraine, there was COVID, there were, you know, as far as inflation and now fuel. But they're desperately trying with the midterms to not admit that it's all intentional, you know, and the move to electric is not sustainable. I mean, there's California is going back to fossil fuels because as much as they want to do the opposite, they realize it's just completely impossible. And so they're very reluctantly doing it. And you're not getting, hearing any coverage of that, because that is, we heard another related, wind turbines are shutting off periodically because of the transmission congestion costing countries revenue, for that matter, entire countries. Solutions will cost billions. So it, the whole green agenda, anti-fossil fuel, it's not meant to work for everyday serfs, as they think of us, to have all these things in the future. You know, Stephen, Bill Gates. That makes me think of Bill Gates segueing. But no, go ahead.
I completely agree. You know, it's the person that's pulling the puppet strings that is similar with Obama and Biden. And you know, you call them whatever you want to call them. I just call them the enemy. They're our enemy, and that's how we have to start looking at them. This is an existential war, and the rules of warfare and espionage apply. We need to start thinking that way, and I'm saying that in the open. I know hopefully there are people out there doing that already, in private, but who knows?
Well, a lot of these people seem to know and admit that they have inside knowledge, more or less. I mean, Klaus Schwab talking at the World Economic Forum, among others, like this Havari, like they're looking at a crystal ball, practically, the way they predict the future. You know, we have even Biden saying there's going to be another pandemic. I need money for it. You know, and of course, Bill Gates. Well, the next one will really get their attention, or the next set of pandemics from various types. We're already hearing about these rare things popping up in North America and elsewhere, some of which are killing like 30% of the people. One Rivera was just reporting on this week, and makes you go mad in the process. That's an example of something that'll really get your attention. You know, now we hear about Bill Gates. And yeah, I had a response to that one quote from the article we were looking at from Gates. This article, Bill Gates tells governments to invest in technologies for payment and ID systems. technologies for payment and ID systems that, of course, would be social credit score based, as what I see. But this quote is amazing. He says, Bill Gates, quote, "The world has a crucial opportunity to build a more inclusive and resilient economy and provide a gateway to prosperity for billions of people," unquote, said Bill Gates. Now, the way he's using inclusive, I translate as anti-white, as it's not supposed to be inclusive. What he really wants, I commented, is a social credit-based exclusion of whomever they wish. What do you think, Stephen?
I completely agree. They want that. They will use that. It won't come for us and round us up so much. They will just use the death of 1,000 cuts with this technology, this thing that they call the infrastructure. It's the infrastructure of the virtual prison and extermination for us. That's what they want. They've admitted, a lot of people have at the upper level, that they want to do away with too many white people. Y'all just evil, and you can't get amongst yourselves. You can't organize amongst yourself. You can't network. You can't stand up for yourself because you're bad. And you can see this happening, and it's going to get worse and worse. I do think that they are going to play that out until they get a backlash. And I just hope there's enough people left to give a backlash. But in the meantime, we have to organize locally and find like-minded people. And Gates I remember him getting hit with that pie. Do you remember something about pieing him in the face?
Yes.
Just such a scumbag, man. He is indicative of the kind of demon that we're up against. And he's just, the public face. His strings are pulled too by these, I don't know what to call them, but they're the enemy, and that's who we have to deal with. They have the idea that they'll ride this out, or they're just better than us. It's disgusting when I think about someone looking at the world with that point of view. I don't know. Breaks my heart, Richard. I'm sorry. I don't mean to digress like that. But
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I could. No, you shouldn't apologize to the listeners for getting emotional about some of these things, like depopulation and economic tyranny toward just totalitarian technocracy, some call it. There are a lot of words we hear, but you want to go to the caller?
Sure. Yeah, the technocratic tyranny. That's a website that goes over. Sure. We'll start with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, how are you, sir? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I tagged you in something. We're connected on that TLB talk. And,
I played that clip.
I wanted to do something here a little old-fashioned. It'll take a few seconds. This is what I think about the Fusion Centers, Panopticon, technocratic pirate government. Hang on here. This is old-fashioned version. Feel free to react accordingly.
That's terrific, Mike. Thanks for that. That's awesome. The opening scene of Archie Bunker, they flushed the toilet.
Well, that is an old-fashioned version. That's like a 4-gallon toilet. That's not one of these little, you got to flush it 3 times, low-water usage toilets. It stinks to high heaven because the stuff ain't underwater, if you know what I mean. They've even environmentalized our crappers to where, you got a low water usage toilet there. Maybe it uses less, but you got to flush it 2 or 3 times. But that thing that I posted is real on TLB. The screenshot of Stephen Bray remembering the day that Snowden blew the whistle and he was the boss in Hawaii. Or Stephen Bay, I think you might have seen that on TLB Talk.
I did see the exchange, that
screenshot,
the
yeah,
messages, yeah,
yeah. It was like where I'd left him a couple of messages and he didn't acknowledge it, but he was talking about how he hung on to his ethics or whatever, and I'm like, what ethics would that be? I mean, you're destroying the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, First Amendment, whatever, creating a vast network of potential for blackmail and extortion with this Panopticon prison, insider trading. I mean, what you can imagine, what could you do if you had access to this network and you wanted to target somebody, be it a senator or a CEO, and they had no clue that their phones, when they're sitting there on the hook, are turned off, folded up in a case of the old flip phones. My experience is it goes back to the cell phone network. All this crap about your phone being encrypted is bull crap, because when the thing is turned off, folded up in your purse back in the 90s, it could still be listening in. And they had some kind of weird compression thing going on or phase cancellation, because I could hear Grandma and Grandpa driving home from church 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This content would lock up our phone lines at the local TV studio, and it was like it was some kind of different audio scheme using maybe both the speaker and the microphone, because folded up in a purse, you could hear what these, this old couple was talking about and listening to on the radio.
Well, actually, the technology of a speaker and microphone are similar. You can use a speaker as a microphone. I have heard of spy agencies, government related and otherwise, being able to use a speaker as a microphone to listen in on people.
Plug a set of headphones into a guitar amplifier. You can use it as a harmonica microphone. It may be a little distorted, but you can use it for white noise phase cancellation, I think,
Great example.
Like the famous whisper mode on the black helicopters. Some of this stuff is considered ridiculous, but by the time we find out about it, they've been doing it for a very long time. And Stephen Bay, I was trying to get this, I've got it in front of me here. Here's what he said, talking about how when his then-employee revealed himself as the man behind the NSA media leaks, and I still don't know what to think of Snowden, because what he leaked was, at the time, in 2014, 7-year-old 3G obsolete stuff, basically. But he says, as we've witnessed in too many of these data breaches or other scandals, it's easy to lose your way and make problems worse when you compromise your ethics. Well, he's working now for a fusion center in Idaho that is, grabbing everything that can be grabbed from metadata and content. They kept, for years, they kept trying to use that term metadata, like, oh, well, we're just harvesting your location data and, you know, how long a call lasts and who called who, that kind of thing. No, though they've been getting content. Forget the Fourth Amendment, you know, for anything about being secure in your personal papers and that sort of stuff. So everybody's oath swearing officer is all forsworn. Their oath of office is a joke. They're not protecting the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They are the enemy. You have no reasonable expectation of privacy, just about anywhere. Unless maybe you put your phone in a metal box. These Faraday pouches they're selling are not soundproof, so the software-defined radio can sit there and record you, and just like that grandma flip phone in the purse, and then when you get to a signal and you take it out of the, you know, you get somewhere where you want to use the thing, it can sit there and upload the audio that it recorded all that time where you had it in a fusion or the, what do you call it, Faraday pouch. Mm-hmm. It's just programming. Computer programming to redefine the software.
It got worse with the Patriot Act, of course, but a lot of these revelations before and after, especially recently, revelations of data collection and abuses, like you mentioned, are just kind of like, okay, we admit this has been going on. You know that it continues. And, I mean, for that matter, you know, do we really think COINTELPRO? I don't think COINTELPRO ever ended, for that matter.
Or Operation Mockingbird.
MKUltra.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, how many of these shootings are people that was either turned themselves into a Manchurian candidate or was facilitated by the FBI, like that whole Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot? Or you may remember, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, they caught some teenager making, you know, threats of violent type radical posts as a young Muslim, and set him up, bought him the van, built the alleged bomb, which was fake, and goaded him into bombing a Christmas tree, and came in, run in, and oh, we're the heroes, we caught the guy. but
the Federal Bureau of Investigation, yes, that wasn't that the FBI? I don't remember exactly who did that one, but I remember that was Central Park, wasn't it?
Well, of course, the only solution.
It was in Portland or Seattle on the left coast somewhere.
With the Christmas tree bombing. Yeah, okay.
And from what I understand, a lot of these agencies are, you know, powerful above and beyond, you know, separate from the nation itself. You know, look at the CIA, look at the NSA, way too powerful. So, I mean, there are many, pretty much all of them, FBI, you need to smash them all into 1,000 pieces. And, of course, the Federal Reserve at the top of that list. But, yeah, all of these shouldn't even exist.
With funny money funding, I mean, blank check. BlackRock Financial has what they call bifurcated the debt of the United States, so they absorbed all the glut of treasury bills that are out around the world. They were laundering them through Belgium, as I understand it, you know, off market, so it didn't devalue them. And so I think that's probably where BlackRock Financial went from $900 million in about 2009 to where they leveraged out now something like 25 trillion in 10-12 years. That old salsa commercial, that ain't natural. I mean, that's intelligence community all over it, right? I mean, how do you go from 900 million in assets to 24 billion? They own both sides of the pension plans in Mexico. They own the companies and the pension plans, the investment funds. So Mexico is a vassal state to BlackRock Financial. I mean, it's the vampire squid that ate everything. I've heard it described as that in financial journals. You know, they know this. So the whole economy is fake. The government's pirate. I think it's what we need to do. Somehow flush the whole thing. If we have to, we need to turn activist litigation, turn to that somehow, keep filing stuff. I've tried to get the Electronic Frontier Foundation's attention about 3 or 4 times. They kept Juul versus NSA in the courts for nearly a decade. The last time it got thrown out in a Western District of New York, the judge says, look, you have to prove damage from the government's surveillance activity, 702 activity. Well, by golly, I've got witnesses. I've had damage. I've known people that's got damage to both their business, The local phone company has damage to their reputation because of this stuff. And one particular guy got kicked out of town basically for 6 years because a bunch of gossips accused him of recording them because his new-to-him smartphone that he didn't even know how to answer a voicemail. He's kind of special needs. And I had actually told the guy, don't get a smartphone, you'll just get in trouble. Well, his phone locked up my line for like 14 minutes, and I had enough time to grab a camera and record it, but I put it on our local cable access, and a retired public official was watching, also recorded that, so that's two witnesses. And I called him back, and I said, hey, man, I told you not to get one of these smartphones. It locked up my line. I recorded it. I'm going to put it on Facebook because I'm tired of being called a conspiracy theorist when I've got proof. And this whole gossip group heard that because his friend picked up the phone and said, hey, you got a voicemail, and put it on speakerphone, not giving a crap about the guy's privacy. And the whole
The whole gossip group, you were finishing?
The whole gossip group heard my voicemail saying I was going to put it on Facebook. And one of this old biddies was in that group was the mother of the county emergency management director. So she was on a little bit of a power trip and said, if you put us on Facebook, that's going to be the end of your TV station. And I talked to the head of the apartment complex.
I know there's another caller Stephen wants to fit in, but that makes me think of this, Mike. I just saw an article. Millions of Canadians can't use debit cards due to a nationwide internet outage. This was at Zero Hedge. I also found it at Activist Post. So
that happened twice with the EBT cards, and I called up a local NBC affiliate 7 hours into this. This is it goes back about 9 years. But they blamed it on Chase Manhattan swapping out some equipment. And 9 hours in, or 7 hours into this outage for EBT cards throughout the eastern United States, from Florida up to Kentucky, there was no coverage. And I said, I talked to this news producer, and I said, hey, is there a embargo or a blackout on this? Because I know people that came all the way to town, 20 miles, and the only place they could buy anything was Walmart. And they limited it to $50, and nobody's covering it. And while I'm talking to the guy, he's typing it in. Miami Herald posted a story that very minute when I called the guy, and he goes, well, right, here's a story about it. And he blew it off that for 7 hours they didn't cover it because they didn't want to cause riots. That's what I think. Can you imagine if the EBT system goes down all across this country?
Oh.
Yeah. Wells Fargo had a similar outage the next year. And in that case, when you bought stuff, it didn't take it off the balance. So they got on the cell phones and go, hey, Mabel, I just bought $85 worth of stuff on my food stamp card. Come on down to Walmart and get what you need. And there was pictures of two Walmarts were raided by people down in New Orleans or Louisiana. Cartloads of meat and stuff that got ruined because the managers couldn't stop the mayhem. That was about 2012, 2013 when those two incidents happened. You can look it up. So you're saying what's going on now in Europe?
Canada has a 75% outage of their online. I forgot exactly which company, but they can't use credit cards, debit cards. Some of the cell phones are messed up. Yeah.
Yeah, nationwide internet.
Prepared for this. Internet EMT outage. Strike, infrastructure, whatever. I'll let you go. You got to be prepared for this crap because all this e-money is just an accident waiting to happen. Talk to you later.
Well, thanks very much for the call, Mike. And now we have Tom in Florida. Tom, how are you, sir? Thanks for calling.
Yes. Can you hear me, gentlemen? Good day to you.
Yeah. Howdy.
Yeah. And Stephen, I think when you showed a little motion there, a few minutes back, I think you're doing absolutely. You're showing that we are going to be annihilated if we don't wake this nation up, especially the white Caucasians in this nation have to wake up to what this whole modus of operandi is by these
laws. Yeah, Tom, so, maybe I should get a little more angry on the air too once in a while, you know?
Well, Richard, I was going to come to you. I'm so glad you're down in Florida, and I hope we can hook up one of these days. And maybe at the Lotto headquarters, hit the Lotto. But seriously now, what I want to say is this, and to the last caller, he brought up the word Miami Herald. Well, here in the Miami Herald, they're reporting, which I on the last show I called, Farron, they're talking about the SORAS is going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to take over these Hispanic networks because they want to turn the Hispanics, especially here in South Florida, are caught on to this communist, Bolshevik, Marxist government they're trying to perpetrate here like they did in Venezuela and Cuba. And they're not going to tolerate it. And so basically they're holding out on selling their radio stations, especially Mom B and Telemundo. They're holding out. But we'll see how this goes, plays out. But, you know, money talks and BS walks. And that's how this whole adage is working with the Zog. They know that. You know, even all these guys that work for the CIA, the FBI, they're all getting paid big money. They want to annihilate you. They want to take down the white man who's the majority. And that's what we're going to tell them. Hell no, you're not. We're going to stop this. Whatever it takes, we're going to have to stop this, Richard, because we're still in the majority here. We are in the when we get to the minority level, then we're in big doo-doo, because then they'll have us by the cojones, and we can't allow that. Now, getting back to Bill Gates, let's talk about Bill Gates, this scumbag. You know, he talks about world depopulation. Why didn't he abort his kids he had? I believe he had four children, correct, Stephen?
I'm not sure how many, but yeah, that's an excellent point. It's for thee, not him.
These shots are stopping everyone from being fertile, you know? They're stopping anyone from being able to reproduce.
Hey, thanks so much for the call, Tom. I hear the music coming up. Thank you, listeners. Thank you very much, Richard, for joining me. It's awesome. Next week, I'll have Gregory McGill.
You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.